70s in the morning, tomorrow's high temperatures back to 90. We're still keeping an eye on Brett that's way out there in the Atlantic. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Henderson Auctions, two-day Independence Day public auction selling industrial, construction, forestry, and farm equipment, tractor and service trucks, dump trucks, pickup trucks, trailers, ATVs, campers, boats, motorcycles, air compressors, forklifts, attachments, welding supplies, and more. What can we sell for you? Thursday, June 29th, 9 a.m. Friday, June 30th, 9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, June 28th, 9 to 4. At Henderson Auctions, Florida Boulevard, Livingston, Louisiana. HendersonAuctions.com.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990. AM.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Tuesday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Rude, how's it going today, man?
It's going good, buddy. I have something to say, man.
Well, this is the place for it.
Yeah, and is this down in New Orleans too, Louisiana, or is it just the morons up here in the St. Louis area? When it rains and it's gloomy outside, you know, one of the first thing they teach in driver's ed, you know, is you have your headlights on, you know, when you're operating your windshield wipers or vice versa. Man, I see it left and right, and it just irks me, I guess, because I have a kid that's going to be driving soon. But it's just ridiculous how people drive around with no headlights on when it's raining or at dusk, you know, when it's almost dark outside. I don't know, man. That's just that's one of my hot buttons, I guess. But it's just like, I don't teach it anymore. And I know a local cop, and he's like, well, you know, maybe, you know, they rely on, you know, the technology of these cars to do it. And it's like, no, that's a law, dude. And I think they should enforce it more. I mean, cause it can be dangerous, man.
Oh, for sure. I don't know if it's really that, if that's, if that's the biggest deal driving here, because I mean, to be honest, man, we drive so little, you know, like where I live, as far as, you know, where I live in the city. But the biggest thing for me is here, it's way worse than anywhere up there, pulling out in front of people.
Yeah. Pulling
out in front of people and cutting you off, man. Woo. You might as well, like, you just got to expect it constantly because it's going to happen constantly. That's the big one for here. I don't think that really, I don't think the lights thing is too bad. But definitely pulling out in front of you and not using blinkers, which not using blinkers drives me insane.
Yeah. But, yeah. That would also, it's just a lot of poor drivers out there, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. And conversations I've had, well, even, you know, car insurance for me, when we moved down here, it went up, like, it was over $200 a month. It went up just for moving here.
Holy cow. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody, I forgot who it was. I think it, if I remember correctly, I think it was one of the sponsors of one of the other shows. She's a lawyer, and she said that there were, like, on average, like 2,000 accidents a month in New Orleans.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a lot, man.
That's a lot, Yeah, not the best drivers in the world for sure, and a lot of uninsured drivers too. I think that's part of the reason why insurance went up so much for moving here. But yeah, it's
You always got to take care of the neighbor, man.
That's right. You got it. But yeah, that's the biggest thing living here. You know, yesterday we were talking about the College World Series and the Jell-O shot contest. And real quick, the side note to it all is, unfortunately, LSU lost last night, which was a really good game. They lost 3-2 to number one ranked Wake Forest. So tonight they'll play at 6 o'clock against Tennessee. Winner will go on to play Wake Forest again. So if LSU wins, then they have to beat Wake Forest twice to be able to get into the championship. So we'll hopefully they can take care of business tonight. But the more important thing is Rocco's College World Series Jell-O Shot Challenge. And yesterday when we were talking about it, what was LSU at? They were about, what, 12,000?
Yeah, and it was they had a pretty impressive number early on in the day.
Well, as of 1 hour ago, they've now crushed the 11-day record by Ole Miss from last year. They're now at 22,462 as of an
hour ago. Holy cow.
And each shot is $5, and it goes to I forgot what the charities are for the business that they're donating it to. But I mean, I said it yesterday. I say it again. I don't know who in the world would think that anybody but LSU would be winning a drinking contest. And I don't even. I mean, Jell-O shots to me, that's really depends on what they are, but really aren't much, you know.
Right. So
you're drinking shots of Jägermeister.
Right. Yeah. I wonder if Bill Cosby still has any stake in Jell-O.
I don't know. I highly doubt it. I heard this a while back that he was talking about going back out on tour.
Holy man.
I don't know if that's a good idea, but
yeah.
I thought he was blind, didn't he? No. Isn't that part of the reason why he got released from prison? Other than being
really maybe. Blind? Maybe it's a glaucoma. I don't know. But how intimidating would that be if he walked up to you with a big old pudding pop?
No, I'm good.
I'd be like, I'm good, buddy.
I just stopped eating sweets. So unfortunately, can't partake, but yeah, man, I don't know. I can't believe that he would honestly think that he should go out on tour and do stand up again. I don't think those jokes would fly anymore anyways. They were barely getting over back in the 80s, so I don't know if they would get over now. And
yeah, that's like That's like if he goes out, he might as well have like R. Kelly open for him, you know?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, for real. Yeah, I don't think that's a very wise idea for him. Before we go to break, right now LSU's at 22,462. Second closest is Wake Forest at 6,582. So they got a lot of making up to do. Virginia's in last place with only 620. They're not even really trying. Come on. So there you go. There's the update on Rocco's College World Series Jello Shot Challenge. And I think that they can probably, as long as LSU can stay in it, I would say that 50,000-60,000 is probably not out of the question if they were to go on to the championship game. So,
yep. Guinness better get ready.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Well, let's take a break. Come back. We got a lot to get to today. We'll talk more about the big trade in the NBA and some controversy that's surrounding it. We got some baseball stuff to talk about and much more. So don't go anywhere.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up, New Orleans, on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO. Love dies young.
Yesterday we were talking about the big Bradley Beal trade to Phoenix, and after the show was over with yesterday, I was flipping through some articles on social media, and I didn't know this part of it. And you know, this is something that's not being talked about very much, but there's a lot of NBA fans that are pretty bent out of shape about it, and I kind of feel like it's rightfully so. Did you know that Bradley Beal's agent, his name is Mark Bartlestein? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Suns' chief executive officer, guess what his name is?
Bartlestein.
You got it, Josh Bartlestein. And so he is actually the son of Bradley Beal's agent.
Huh.
Isn't that funny how that all worked out?
Yeah. And I hear, I don't know, but I heard Isaiah Thomas's name pop up somewhere too.
Yeah, apparently he's now involved with the Suns, which even better for them, because you want to run it right into the ground. Isaiah Thomas is the perfect person for that, because everywhere he's been, he has immediately destroyed the franchise.
Yeah. Not a big fan of that cat.
Me neither. But you know, when you look at the trade for somebody like to get, you know, and Bradley Beal, I think, is a very under the radar but very good player. And the Suns didn't have to give up a first round pick for him. Yeah, they gave up Chris Paul, but they're not even. Chris Paul is a shell of what he used to be. Let's get real on that.
Yeah.
But no first round picks and a couple second rounds. I mean, second round picks in the NBA are really worthless, you know?
Yeah.
You're typically not getting anybody that's going to be, unless you're talking to the Miami Heat, they're not going to be anybody that's really going to have an impact on anything. And even if they do, it's going to be years down the line and probably just somebody that's going to be decent off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting any superstars out of it. But, you know, and watching, you know, I watched ESPN this morning and they, you know, talked quite a bit about this trade. And that's something else I want to talk about too. But none of this is being mentioned, which makes it even more fishy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that Adam Silver would let something like, you know, not even investigate it with little conspiracy.
Yeah, well, it goes back to John Morant, too, with me. I know we're going against the grain here and going down another street, but talking about Silver, I mean, how did he let the 25, you know, game deal? I mean, how does he even feel that that's the right thing to do when you're – that just blows my mind, too. So, no, that doesn't surprise me that that happened. I mean, you know – He's the man. He's sitting. He's got the big desk. He's calling the shots. And then to let something like that go by, as far as a suspension that I think is way under what it should be. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like you said yesterday, money, man, money.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a shame, you know, David Stern, I think he was a fantastic commissioner for the NBA and really grew. He's the one. Well, I can't say that. He was the one. He had a big hand in helping develop the NBA into what it was. Now, of course, without the players back then, with Magic and Bird and Jordan and Ewing and mm-hmm. you know, all of them, I don't believe it gets to the level of popularity that it was. Because you remember when we were in high school, the NBA was far and away more popular than Major League Baseball or the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It's what everybody was talking about, man.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just it's crazy to me to allow things like this to happen. And so to this point where I'm watching ESPN this morning, and I mean, I think we all know that anytime you watch any of these talk shows on any of the sports networks, and especially in the morning, it's all very dramatized and outlandish on some of it, and hot takes and all this other goofiness instead of just calling it like it is. Mm-hmm. But they were talking about that now that the Suns have Bradley Beal, that the Suns, one person on there was saying that they are far and away the best team in the NBA. And I'm like, they haven't played a game one yet. And number two, you still have to play defense, and none of these guys do.
Yeah, that's the biggest load. It's the biggest load of malarkey I've ever heard, man.
I mean, DeAndre Ayton completely disappeared in the playoffs. Devin Booker, I think, was one of the most consistent players in the playoffs, other than Jimmy Butler. But Jimmy Butler disappeared against the Nuggets. I just even with Bradley Beal, I don't see them being a better team than the Nuggets. I don't know. I mean, I guess the jury's still out with what's going to happen with the Warriors with Draymond Green opting out of his deal. But I think with him, I think he's just opting out to be able to, you know, instead of having a 1 year option year that he's playing on, to have a multi-year deal. And I don't look for him to leave the Bay.
Who the hell would want to give him? I wouldn't. He'd be washing cars for me, man.
I agree with you, but the Warriors are the ones that'll give him the most money. Nobody else is going to go out on a limb and give him $100 million for 3 or 4 years, and I can't see that happening. Not at his age, and he's just watch him. You know, he's as soon as he comes off the court, he's icing his knees.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't want to make me give him $100 million, but the Warriors have the nostalgia, and they're the ones that are going to pay him. So I look for him to stay put there. But I couldn't believe how fickle these guys are, you know, like whatever the shiny new toy is, that's the real deal. And shockingly, Stephen A. Smith was the voice of reason, because, and I don't normally go along with what he says, but he said, until somebody beats the Nuggets, they're still the team to beat, you know? And
that's the way it should be, man. That's, you know, common sense. Not only that.
Yep. So there you go. All right. Well, let's take a break, get some news. We'll come back. I want to talk about some baseball, and we'll take a little, or I guess it's getting close to midseason in Major League Baseball. So we'll take a peek at some of these new rules that you and I both love so much. So, let's take a break. We'll get right back to it after this. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. I wouldn't if I were you.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue.
We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The governor signs into law a bill requiring all high school kids to take and pass a financial literacy course. More from Kevin Gallagher.
Under the new law, starting with the 2024-25 school year,
11th and 12th graders are required to take a one-year course in financial literacy.
That's bill sponsor and Hammond Representative Nikki Muscarello, who says Louisiana currently ranks last among states for overall financial literacy. The course will teach stuff like why interest rates are important, the importance of good credit, avoiding predatory lending, and more, what students need to succeed.
With their success, we achieve success as a state.
Students must pass the course in order to graduate and be eligible for top scholarships. I'm Kevin Gallagher.
In Gonzales, a Donaldsonville man was fatally shot while police say he broke a window of his ex-girlfriend's apartment Saturday. 35-year-old Joshua Jones was shot multiple times as he tried to enter the apartment and later died from his injuries. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 connects you to free, confidential, and compassionate support 24/7. When you call, text, or chat 988, a trained crisis counselor will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to resources if needed. There is hope. The Lifeline works. You are not alone in crisis. Supported by the Louisiana Office of Behavioral Health.
Hey, Louisiana, how are you stopping litter?
In Terrebonne Parish, we put our trash in a bag and never out the car window.
In Bienville, you bag it, tie it, and put a lid on it.
We keep litter out of our lakes in Lafayette.
And in Calcasieu Parish, we keep our roads clean by clearing out our truck beds and securing our loads.
We need every person in every parish to stop littering and keep Louisiana beautiful.
For more litter prevention tips, visit letlouisianashine.org.
Sponsored by Louisiana Lieutenant Governor's Office and Keep Louisiana Beautiful.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace Forum.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. We were talking about this during the break, but about some of these teams that have just been red hot that it's kind of nice to see in baseball, especially since our Cardinals are terrible, even though they've won three in a row. Let's not get too excited about it. But, the Reds, they've won nine in a row after, yeah. And Joey Votto came back last night after. I mean, he's been gone for 10 months.
Yeah, he's been out for a while and shows up and hits a bomb.
Yeah, which good for him, you know. He's certainly closer to the end of his career than the beginning. But, for him to go out, if the Cardinals can't go out a winner, you know, you might as well root for somebody like that to win, at least win the division. I don't know if they'd win it. They're not going to win the World Series, but.
Yeah, and I mean, he spent his whole tenure with the Reds, you know, and sure, I'm sure he could have got a payday someplace else, but you know, for some reason he chose to stick with Cincinnati. So, you know, that's awesome. And another good story is, Arizona out in the West. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I rooted for the teams back in the day when, you know, they had, I mean, Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling thrown for him. I mean, what a
Williams.
Yeah. Matt Williams, Luis Gonzalez, mm-hmm. You know, they had Tony Womack when Tony Womack was making things happen at second base, but you know, they got a pretty decent lead on the Dodgers and even the Giants are doing well out there too. So,
yeah,
you know, it's cool to see some of these teams that have been kind of in the toilet for a little while. I mean, you know, some of the players came from the Cardinals, but that are doing them so well. I mean, look at Miami and Alcantara, and we were talking about Araz and went 5 for 5 again last night. So, I mean, he wasn't a Cardinal, but he's having one hell of a year, man.
Yeah, the Marlins, they've won 5 in a row. And really, the only thing that's unfortunate for them is that they're playing in the same division as the Braves, because the Braves have been, they've been one of the best, probably the second best team in baseball next to
Cardinals. To the Braves.
Next to the Rays this year. Braves have won 6 straight. Marlins have won 5 straight. Phillies have won 6 straight. But it is a little surprising to see. Well, and you got the Giants just not only swept the Cardinals but swept the Dodgers over the weekend too, so they've won 8 in a row. Arizona has a 3.5 game lead on the Giants and a 4.5 game lead on the Dodgers, but then you've got those surprises, like the Cardinals haven't played well, the Mets haven't played well, the Dodgers not to their standard. Padres, definitely, for what they've done, they should be a lot better than 2 games under 500.
Mm-hmm.
And then even the Astros are only 5 games above 500 and 6.5 back from Texas.
The Astros, they're gonna have their work cut out for them if they want to get back to the World Series, because they got a lot of people that are out for the year. I know Lance McCullers is out, and Jordan Alvarez, he's hurt. I don't know when his timetable is, but a lot of their bread and butter is on the disabled list, man. Like I said, some of them aren't going to make it back this year. So that's going to be an interesting division to watch, because, with Texas, and hell, even if Anaheim, you know, can keep playing well, and we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting, and we can't count out Seattle either.
No, and then, I mean, you look at the American League East, and you've got everybody's above 500, and Baltimore is at 44-27 and 44-27 and are still five games out of first place. That's how well the Rays have played.
Yeah.
They've kind of cooled off since the beginning of the year when they went on that ridiculous run but to start the season, but still, I mean, there's a lot of leapfrogging that's going to have to be done for the Astros to even get in the playoffs. You still got, what looks to be the worst division in baseball is the American League Central, because nobody's even over 500. The Twins are in first place with a 36-37 record, but still somebody out of that division goes. And then you're looking at the Rays, and we'll just say if it ended today, you got the Rangers. So there's three. And how many are in the playoffs now? Six?
That's a good question, buddy.
I can't remember. It's six or eight, James.
Yeah. I might have some COVID fog on that, because I think that's when all that stuff changed, was right around when all
the
pandemic and all that crap. But yeah, I know that they expanded it, and, you know, more teams have a chance now. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of on the fence about that. I don't know. I guess it's cool. You know, it makes for better TV, obviously. And that's what it's all about. But yeah, some of these teams, it's going to get interesting down the stretch, and these, you know, playing, you know, and basically kind of playing in, you know, to get your shot kind of there at the end of the year. But
to your point, I think, yeah, it does. It helps with TV ratings, but I think with some franchises, it also leads them to be a little complacent.
Yeah.
St. Louis Cardinals.
Exactly. Like they'll settle for that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, well, this is
made the playoffs.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But it's great to see teams like the Orioles and even the Rangers, you know, and they're doing it without the big gun they hired in the offseason, Jake DeGrom. So,
mm-hmm.
I think that probably the least surprising out of all of it is the Braves playing well. And the most surprising is probably the Cardinals playing so poor. But then I would say right next to it would be the Padres. Like I said, with the amount of money they've spent, they should be a hell of a lot better than 35-37 and 8.5 out of first place.
Yeah, and the Mets are right there with them too, with all the big money they spent. But, you know, like you were talking about the AL Central, and, you know, a lot of those teams could be sellers, you know, and I kind of hope the Cardinals are sellers, to be honest with you, because something needs to change. Something needs to just change from the top down, man, really bad. But back to the AL Central, I mean, I heard talks about, you know, Shane Bieber, and he's getting hit all over the place, it seems, kind of like this year, and he's not as dominant as he once was. So, you know, go figure, that'll probably be a blockbuster that if the Cardinals ever did make one.
Well, there's been talk about him being traded to the Cardinals for 2 years, so
yeah.
You know, and we heard that stuff before with Arenado, before, like 2 years before it actually ever happened. So I'm a firm believer when there's smoke, there's fire. And that probably would be somebody, because then you can justify if he's, you know, getting hit all over the place, you don't have to give up, you know, top tier prospects.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I don't know. I have a feeling the Cardinals stay pat, but I don't know. You never know. I just think that it's been a really strange year, and maybe it's because of the new rules, but I don't know. I just think that if it is because of the new rules that some of these teams are struggling that don't typically struggle, then shame on them, really, because you knew it was coming, and if you couldn't get prepared in the off season, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and one more thing I wanted to add was, you know, the Cardinals, Jordan Hicks has been pitching well as of late.
Mm-hmm.
Trade him. Get rid of him.
Absolutely.
Strike while the iron's hot, man. I mean, you want to rebuild, you know, you got can't be hanging on to, you know, if you got something that's an asset that other people are seeing, man, cash in on that, man. Get some draft picks because, God, you're seeing what this young talent's doing for these other teams. Yeah. I mean, they're killing it, man.
Yep, for sure, man. It's crazy that just for the Cardinals specifically, I don't believe they're gonna let loose of Goldschmidt or Arenado. I just multiple reasons for it. Contreras, no, you just gave him $95 million. They're not gonna trade him. But there's a lot of other talent that they could trade and get some good return. Jordan Hicks being one. I've already read this week that the Braves are interested in him. So
yeah. I mean, hell, why not? You need to shake things up, man. Let's get some more youngsters in here that, you know, I mean, you got a guy like Brendan Donovan that's hitting the heck out of the ball, going opposite field, you know. I mean,
already won the Gold Glove, so move.
Yeah, on. I mean, you know, you might as well. Would I want to see him go? No, but I mean, what you could get in return, man, you could be getting a potential, like you could get a potential Cy Young Award winner. You know, it's that easy. You just got to, the scouting's got to get better with this team.
Oh, for sure. and I just want to glaze over some of the, there was an article in ESPN about kind of the status of things with the new rules and, I'm going to look and see who wrote this article, and I'll just tell you that it was Bradford Doolittle. I would recommend going and reading this article for everybody because I think he's out of his mind. He's such a fanboy of everything that they've done the way that he described the speeding up of the game, that even for baseball purists, they should love it too, because then it gives more time to talk about the game after the game. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
More like stupid.
Yeah. It's an interesting read for sure. I would recommend everybody go check it out. But I just don't, I can't get on board with it. I'm not going to, I'm going to be that guy. So.
Yeah. And that's okay, because that's not the game of baseball, I don't think. And they're going to keep tweaking it a little here and a little there as time goes on. And it's going to be something totally different than the game we grew up watching and enjoyed.
For sure. All right, let's take a break and come back and wrap things up. Got some something interesting for us to discuss, because you and I are both big fans of stand-up comedy specials. So I actually found a top 10 all-time list, and I wanted to go through that with you. So let's do that, and we'll do that when we come back. So don't go anywhere.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more.
All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132. What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Tune in to Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
About this today, I've been watching a lot of stand-up comedy lately. Well, historically, I've always watched a lot, and you have too. But I was wondering if anybody had put out any best of lists. And of course there is, and this just came out within the last 6 months, but it's from buddytv.com, and it's the 10 best stand-up specials of all time, according to them. Should I start at the top and work down to number one, or start at number one and work the way to the bottom? Your call.
Let's go from the bottom to the top.
All right. Number 10 is Kevin Hart, Seriously Funny, which I've seen that. It is pretty funny. I'm a fan of Kevin Hart's stand-ups. I think they're pretty good. Definitely like enjoy him in movies. I don't know. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen too much of Kevin Hart. I've clips and stuff on TikTok and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny. I'll give him that.
I was a little surprised at how high this one was on the list, or how low I should say is on the list, but number 9 is Eddie Murphy, Delirious. I would think that's a top 5 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's kind of weird how they talked about it in the article. They said that Delirious and Raw are two of the funniest and most influential comedy specials of all time. And that Raw is even funnier, but Raw is not on the list. So I don't know. That's weird to me. I've never seen this guy or the stand up, but Jim Jefferies, Bear. I know there's some specials of his on Netflix, but I've never watched any of his stuff.
Yeah, me neither.
Then you got number 7, Patrice O'Neill, Elephant in the Room. I haven't seen this, but I've seen some of his stand-up, and he is pretty funny. Let's see. This is a classic one. It's been years since I've seen it. Number 6 is Chris Rock, Bring the Pain, from 1996.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Then you have at number 5, Bill Burr, You People Are All the Same, which, man, that's pretty good. I have a tough time finding, you know, I think all of his stand-ups are pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. He's pretty great.
Louis C.K. is at number four with Shameless. I never really got into Louis C.K. So I haven't seen that one, so I can't really speak to that one.
Yeah, me neither.
Number three is Eddie Izzard.
Never heard of him.
I've never heard of him either. And it's called Dress to Kill, and it's from 1999. I don't know anything about
it. You know, isn't that funny that we can talk about somebody we've never heard of, but yet Eddie Murphy's behind him?
Right.
Somebody that I've never heard of. That's I think this list is horse manure.
Yep. Well, it's getting ready to turn, and I agree with these next two. Number two is George Carlin, Your All Disease. I'm a big George Carlin fan. He's one of the godfathers of comedy, and I think he was brilliant. And actually, the way things are these days, you go back and watch some of these stand-up specials, and he was almost a prophet. You know, the way that he saw the world, it was very interesting, and some of the things that he talked about have definitely came to light.
Yep.
So, what is number one, Rude? I'm shocked if you don't get this.
Let's go with Dave Chappelle.
Which Dave Chappelle?
Killing Them Softly.
You got it.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. I can quote off that all day long, man. And I can laugh my you know what off every single time. He's pretty golden, that man. We had that burnt on a CD at work, and we would listen to it quietly back there and went at one of my places of employment, and we just laugh for a good hour and a half straight, man. That's really awesome.
That's a good one. I really like For What It's Worth. It came out in 2004. And then recently also I watched all of Bert Kreischer's stand-ups in the last week, and he's really funny too. Really enjoyed some of his stuff. There was honorable mentions, and we're running out of time, but I'll run through a few of them. Which is surprising, there's no Richard Pryor on the list. Yeah. Robin Williams on the list, but honorable mentions for Richard Pryor. Jerry Seinfeld, I've really never found that funny. Seinfeld, the show itself, was okay.
Mm-hmm. I never could. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way.
Zach Galifianakis live at the Purple Onion, that's pretty funny. Sarah Silverman's A Speck of Dust, I haven't seen that. But yeah, those are some of the ones on there. But it was a little surprising that Richard Pryor and Robin Williams didn't make the cut. But that's why there's only 10, I guess. So there you go. Top 10 comedy specials of all time. So if you go to buddytv.com, you can find it. If you want to check it out, I'm sure most of the stuff is available on streaming services. So, all right, man, we need to get out of here. We're out of time. So I will talk to you soon. And remember, until tomorrow, that if you're going to be dumb, you better be tough. We'll talk to you later.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. When you get knocked down, you got to get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know.
For more of Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue.
We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerini locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Go ahead. My day.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.